Seriously, who is to blame for this concrete crisis that we've got in schools at the moment? She says that since 1994, every single education minister and anyone who's basically involved in schooling in the UK has known about this, and they've just waited for it to become a complete and utter impending disaster, and now we're in the doo-doo. Joining me now is the writer for The Spectator, Stephen Barrett, and the former Labour MP, Stephen Pound. Both of you, thank you very, very much. Look, Stephen, pleasure. Is this... Oh, well, sorry, it's hard to tell, actually, you both call Stephen. Stephen Barrett.
Yeah. Who's the one with the one with the hair.
The one with the hair. Stephen Barrett, who's to blame for this?
Well, this is quite a reunion, because the last time I was on with Mr. Pound, it was over Cakegate, where we threw away a prime minister for a perfectly lawful slice of cake. And this has all the hallmarks of exactly the same thing. A scandal everybody apparently has known about for a very long time. Some technical detail nobody seems to have a grip on. ITV News. And the leader of the opposition being remarkably well briefed on what civil servants are about to say or have said in the media. I mean, this does start to feel very similar. I mean, if you genuinely want to know who is to blame, well, we have to look at legal accountability, and that's quite right. But we might also want to consider this in the broader scheme of things. In terms of legal accountability, I think it's the biggest similarity is to when we had the procurement crisis in the NHS, and we had over 900 procurement managers doing nothing, and a health secretary who was forced to make procurement decisions for the NHS, which is itself ended up in another scandal, as these things inevitably do. Is the government there to run every school? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. Constitutionally, no, that's not how we're set up. But in the modern era, in the 21st century, that is what we keep doing. We keep running to government to fix every single problem. Mm. Yeah, every one of those schools has got a head teacher. Every one of those schools has got a governing board or a chair of governors. Except, I mean, academies won't because they'll be different. But let's just go with the basic model. And there ought to be accountability. There ought to be somebody in charge at every one of those schools.
Oh, all right.
We haven't found a single school that says it hasn't got money.
Okay, all right, Stephen Pound, you're itching to get involved. Go on.
Yes, and every one of those schools relies on its budget from the government. Look, the only thing this has got in common, and respect to Stephen for this, the only thing this has got in common with Cakegate is that this, you know, reinforced autoclave aggregated concrete has got the tensile strength of a Victoria sponge cake. So, I mean, that's the comparison. But look, the Rishi Sunak, in his previous position, knew about this in 2018. Now, let's get a couple of things straight. This is a perfectly reasonable material, and it's one that's used widely in building, particularly as breeze blocks or walls. In fact, if you go to Ireland, where there's not a huge number of bricks, you'll see buildings all over the west of Ireland made with these blocks, we call them, over there. What it isn't for is actually for spanning roofs and providing load-bearing material. Now, the reality is that Rishi Sunak personally, in his previous position, was informed about this in 2018.
Stephen Pound. But apparently, so would Tony Blair have been, or Gordon Brown, or anyone who's come before it.
Tony Blair never told about this. Tony Blair was never told. Look, what the Tories did in 2018, in fact 2010, they abandoned a policy called Building Schools for the Future. BSF rebuilt all our schools. It identified those schools which had flipping grey aero bars instead of proper roofing. The BSF was an excellent scheme, and Michael Gove, fair play to him, actually pushed it as hard as he could and did damn well on it. The government abolished that, particularly under Rishi Sunak's time. They halved the budget initially, then they ended it. And I'm sorry, it's not good enough. The buck stops with them, end of.
I think, basically what she was saying is she's taking a very proactive approach to this, and that is why we are in the situation that we are. I'm just going to go back now to Stephen Barrett of The Spectator, and we've also got Stephen Pound, former Labour MP. Stephen Barrett, I'll go to you now. You mentioned before to me about whose responsibility really is this. It looks to me as though Gillian Keegan has looked at the same problem that a load of previous education secretaries have looked at, and she's decided that she actually wants to do something about it, and now she's copping it, whereas other people have just swept it under the carpet, and here we are.
Well, actually, that's a very good point, and I don't ever wish to be hostile to Stephen Pound, and when his party is in government, you know, I'll be making the same point. There are structural problems in the Constitution, in that we've got ourselves into a confusion about who's responsible for what and where power lies. And it does look as though what Gillian Keegan is actually doing is restoring the old constitution, which Stephen Pound feels in his bones. And he says the buck stops with her. And that's quite right. But since the 90s, if I could take you through this, this is a structural problem in engineering. We have also put structural problems into the law, where power has been moved about and taken out of its usual place, which means that when we all, with muscle memory, go instantly go, well, Parliament must deal with it, the government must fix it.
Yeah.
Often it can't. And often these problems, they're going to arise under a Labour government as under a Conservative government, because power has been moved around. In this particular instance, Gillian Keegan is actually, gosh, that's an awful phrase, but I mean, she's manning up and she's taking responsibility. She's saying, the buck stops with me. Constitutionally, that is.
Stephen Pound, it would have been easier for Gillian Keegan to ignore this, to not take a cautious approach, to let kids go back to school and hope that in about a year's time, she's not anywhere near Education Secretary when a school collapses and kills loads of kids.
Well, hang on a second. I mean, school buildings are collapsing now. I think Stephen Barrett actually makes a very profound philosophical point. One of the reasons why I enjoy reading him is that he does actually sometimes talk about the ethics of these whole issues. Yeah. What we saw this afternoon was Gillian Keegan selling a hospital pass to Gavin Williamson and every previous education secretary. She said, we knew in 2018 and we did naff all about it. That's the real problem. And of course, what she hasn't said is, firstly, it's extremely difficult to identify. It's all very well saying, let's look for a piece of concrete that looks like an aero bar. We've not just got these in schools. You know, we've got these in hospitals, in magistrates' courts, in government buildings, and it's extremely difficult to actually identify. What Keegan didn't say, and why on earth, with all that previous knowledge, did she or did her government not take some action? And I'm sorry, you cannot get away from that.
All right, look, both of you, thank you very much, and thank you for hanging over and getting that reaction to Gillian Keegan's comments there. Much appreciated. Stephen Barrett of The Spectator and former Labour MP Stephen Pound.